Any good morning. Sports time here on Kate Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Couple of volleyball scores from last night. Mabel Canton, they defeated Glenville Emmons 3-0, 25-11, 25-16, and 25-13. Class 1A Region 5 opening round of playoffs in Iowa and Northwood Kensett, they saw their season come to an end as St. Ansgar beats the Vikings 3-0, 25-17, 25-6, and 25-11. Northwood Kensett, they finished the season with a 4-19 record. Prep sports going on tonight in volleyball. All these matchups start at 7:15. Albert Lee is going to be at Rochester Mayo. Alden Conger will travel to Randolph. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're at Maple River. And United South Central on the road at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Boys and girls cross country today. Albert Lee, they have the Big Nine Conference meet. That's going to be held at Brooktree Golf Course in Owatonna. That will start at 3:25. At USC, Alden Conger and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they compete in the Gopher Conference meet. That's going to be held at Riverview Golf Course in New Richland, and that's going to start at 4. In girls swimming and diving today, Albert Lee is on the road at St. Peter. That is a 6 o'clock start. Minnesota Vikings cornerback Patrick Peterson has been placed on injured reserve. Now, he hurt his hamstring against Carolina and must miss a minimum of 3 games. Now, the injury is not believed to be season-ending. That means Peterson is expected to return at some point during the second half of the schedule. The Minnesota Wild have their home opener tonight. They're going to host the Winnipeg Jets at the XL Energy Center, a game you can hear on KATE. 7 o'clock face-off. The Wild are 2-0. Winnipeg comes in with an 0-2 record. The Boston Red Sox appear to have stumbled on a formula for beating the Houston Astros. Now, the Red Sox grabbed an early 9-0 lead for the second straight game, hit another grand slam, and they throttled the Astros 12-3 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the American League Championship Series. Now, Kyle Schwarber hit Boston's third grand slam in 2 games, highlighting a 6-run second. The Sox are the first team with 3 slams in a postseason series. So Boston's up 2-1, game 4 of the ALCS. That's tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch is at 7:08. Game 3 of the NLCS, that's tonight in Los Angeles. They're going to have their first pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. Atlanta leads the Dodgers 2-0. The San Francisco Giants are hoping that catcher Buster Posey has another season left in his 34-year-old body. Now, the Giants plan to exercise Buster Posey's $22 million club option for next season as long as the veteran wants to keep playing after a stellar year. Now, he mentored an overhauled pitching staff, and Posey, of course, helped the Giants win a team record 107 regular season games this year. Monday Night Football last night, Derrick Henry scored his third touchdown with 3:05 left before the Titans stopped quarterback Josh Allen on a fourth down sneak to end the Bills' 4-game winning streak 34-31. Now, the AFC East leading Bills drove to the Titans 3 on their final possession and could have sent the game to overtime with a field goal. Instead, they went for the win and turned the ball over on downs with 12 seconds left. Again, Titans 34, Bills 31. Both teams are now 4-2 on the season, and both teams are 1 game behind Baltimore for the best team in the AFC. Browns running back Kareem Hunt will likely miss more than a month with a significant calf injury that was sustained in Sunday's loss to Arizona. Now, coach Kevin Stefanski said Hunt will likely go on injured reserve, which would mean he would have to miss at least 3 games. Now, Stefanski is also awaiting more medical test results on quarterback Baker Mayfield's left shoulder, which was re-injured in Sunday's loss to Arizona. Cam Newton says he's received a COVID-19 vaccine and is ready to return to the NFL. Now, the free agent quarterback was cut by New England just before the season began. He published a video on his YouTube channel saying it's time to get back into pro football. Also on this check of sports here on Kate Radio, Nick Rolovich is out as the head football coach at Washington State. Now, Rolovich and 4 of his assistants have been fired for refusing a state mandate that all employees get vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, Washington Governor Jay Inslee had set a deadline of Monday for thousands of state employees to be vaccinated against the coronavirus or risk losing their jobs. Now, Rolovich applied for a religious exemption. The 42-year-old Rolovich was the highest paid state employee with an annual salary of more than $3 million. The Southeastern Conference has fined Tennessee $250,000 for fans stopping the Vols game with Mississippi by throwing debris onto the field late in the game. Now, the league officials also announced Monday that Tennessee must meet other standards. Tennessee's fine will be deducted from its share of SEC revenue. Every person identified from video throwing debris will be prohibited from attending a Tennessee athletics event for the rest of the 2021-22 academic and athletic year. And ESPN analyst Dick Vitale has announced that he has been diagnosed with cancer for the second time this year. The Basketball Hall of Fame announcer said he has undergone tests that show he has lymphoma. Vitale announced in August that he underwent multiple surgeries to remove melanoma. He was declared cancer-free at that time. And it's Quick Check of Sports here on KETE. Again, Minnesota Wild hockey coming your way tonight. The Wild hosting Winnipeg face off at 7. And tomorrow night we have prep football. Packers, Tigers, the rivals meet at the Gus tomorrow night. 6:45, your pregame. We'll have your kickoff at 7. Myself and Tom Jones from the Gus tomorrow night on Kate. And at sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box for KATE Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.